Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and it feels like everyone else is living their best life? It can be tough not to get caught up in comparing ourselves, right? But guess what? That negativity spiral is a trap. Today, we're talking about something super powerful, focusing on the good things in life. Because honestly, who wants to waste precious time and energy dwelling on the negative? Let's flip that script and start radiating positivity. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded with negativity? News headlines, social media feeds, even just everyday conversations can sometimes feel like a downer. But here's the thing. You have the power to choose what you focus on. You get to decide whether you're going to let those negative vibes drag you down or if you're going to rise above it all and cultivate a more positive outlook. And trust me, that shift can make a world of difference in your life. Think about it like this. Your mind is like a garden. If you keep planting those negativity seeds, worries, fears, comparisons, what do you get? A tangled mess. But if you consciously choose to plant seeds of gratitude, joy, and appreciation, you'll cultivate a beautiful, thriving garden of positivity. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you focus on the good. 1. Practice gratitude daily. It's not just about saying, thank you, when someone hands you a plate of cookies, although that's awesome too. It's about actively noticing and appreciating the little things in your life, a sunny day, a delicious cup of coffee, a genuine smile from a stranger. Keep a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to reflect on the good stuff. 2. Reframe negative thoughts. When those pesky negative thoughts creep in, don't just let them run wild. Challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, we can find more positive perspectives if we just take a step back and think critically about our thoughts. 3. Surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, birds of a feather flock together. It's true. The people you surround yourself with have a huge impact on your mindset. Seek out positive, supportive friends and family who uplift you and inspire you to be your best self. 4. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Don't underestimate the power of celebrating your accomplishments. Every time you achieve something, no matter how small, acknowledge it, give yourself a pat on the back, and savor that feeling of accomplishment. Those little wins add up to big victories over time. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one is super important. Be kind to yourself. You're human, and you're going to make mistakes. Learn from them, move on, and don't beat yourself up. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, and things are feeling stressful. Your inbox is overflowing, deadlines are looming, and your colleague just spilled coffee all over their keyboard. Talk about adding fuel to the fire. Now, instead of letting those anxieties spiral out of control, you take a deep breath and consciously choose to focus on something positive. Maybe you're grateful for a delicious lunch you had earlier, or you remember a funny conversation you had with a friend. You start your workday with a more positive mindset, and suddenly, things feel less overwhelming. That's the power of focusing on the good. It's not about ignoring the challenges, because life is full of them. But it's about choosing to focus on the bright spots, appreciating the little things, and cultivating an overall sense of optimism. Remember, you have the power to create your own reality. So go out there and make it a positive one. Remember those 5 key takeaways? Practice gratitude daily, reframe negative thoughts, surround yourself with positivity, celebrate your wins, big and small, and practice self-compassion. These are your weapons against negativity, your keys to unlocking a more joyful and fulfilling life. So what are you waiting for? Start today. Leave a comment below and tell me what one thing you're going to do to focus on the good in your life. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little positivity boost. Until next time, stay confident and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.